Okay, here we go. I am going to go and talk to Ben. It's that time. You know that time. The time where I talk to Ben on the podcast that we're starting. See, I missed this part where I'm like trying to get everything set up. This is just time for you and me. Secret time. Secret time without Ben. We're going to talk to Ben in a second, but for just a little bit, just a little tiny bit, you and me talking to each other. You can hear Edward barking in the background, maybe, while I wait for the Zoom to launch. But as far as I know, it's going to be me talking to Ben in just a few seconds. And then you, me, and Ben will all be together. And it'll be podcast time. Ben Lawrence! Hey! So yeah, this is very exciting. I've already had a minute of time alone with the listener, just me and the listener. No Ben's allowed.
No Ben's allowed. None whatsoever.
Well, at least while I was recording that part. So hello, Ben.
Hey man, how's it going?
Good, good. This is, the podcast is happening. The live stream may not be happening, but the podcast is happening. This, today's podcast brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds Nut Thins.
Whoa, I love me some Nut Thins.
This is pepper jack cheese flavored. It was sitting by the counter on my way out of the grocery store, on my way to the grocery store checkout line. Now, for those of you who hate the sound of people eating, watch out, because here it comes.
Oh, good.
Chewing.
We were doing so well for so long, not having any food on the show.
I'm really sorry. I was hungry, Ben. Like, you won't believe. Now I'm playing it up now. I can actually articulate very well without
all right
any problem with the food.
Are we past the eating portion of the podcast?
Not yet. There's one more. These are really good. So I did something recently, Ben.
Yeah.
I bought Fruity Pebbles. And they're really good. I had a nice time eating them.
Never really developed a taste for those.
See, here's the thing. They were a cereal that I really liked as a kid, but I wasn't allowed to have them.
Yeah.
And it took me this long to realize I'm an adult. I can have Fruity Pebbles if I want. So I did.
Indeed you are.
Yeah.
I actually don't even remember the last time I bought cereal.
Cereal of any type, Ben?
Cereal of any type. It's been a while since I've purchased cereal. Reason is I don't eat breakfast at home. And so I find that the milk just goes sour because I'm not able to consume it all in one, you know, before the expiration date.
Wow. Yeah.
So I just don't buy cereal.
Here's the thing, and I don't know. I use non-dairy milk for my cereal. I use oat milk specifically. And it seems to last longer.
Yeah.
My high CPU usage is affecting the meat eating quality, Ben.
I was wondering, there were a couple of audio blips there, and I was wondering what was causing that.
Yeah, I don't think the recording is going to have that problem. It is, of course, remember, a very old computer.
A special treat for all of you joining us on the stream. There's some audio blips.
Audio blips. So, Ukraine's still being invaded by Russia.
Yeah, that's still a thing. I hear that representatives from both sides are finally sitting down to negotiate. I don't know if anything will come of that, but I saw a picture of a bunch of people sitting around a table, so it must be true.
You said sitting around a table, right?
Yes.
I thought for a second you said sitting on a table, and I'm like, well, hey, however they want to do it.
I mean, you negotiate your way, I'll negotiate mine.
Ben, can I ask you a question? When you go to the grocery store, How much do you normally, like, if you're doing a big grocery store thing, or do you not do a big grocery store thing? Do you only just add little bits as you go forward?
Normally, I just stop by the store on my way home. However, if I do a big grocery store push, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's between like $100 and $120 bucks.
Okay. Interestingly enough, for us, family of three, mind you, it's about $150, $175. Yeah. Keep in mind, of course, we're in Illinois. That's why I was wondering. Right. Food less expensive.
I also like, it's funny because when I'm on my way home and I'm like, I know I have to carry everything home, I generally don't buy expensive stuff. I price shop, but mm-hmm. on my when I allow myself to do like a big grocery store push where like I have a shopping cart and everything, I don't mm-hmm. pay attention to the price. I just, if I want something, I get it.
So when you do that, how do you get the food home?
This is usually when I drive to the store.
Oh, you have a car. I keep on forgetting that you have a car.
I do own a car, yes. Yes. So that's a very purposeful
and
mission.
Free parking at the grocery store.
There is free parking at the grocery store. For now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably not going to be. I mean, at least the grocery stores I go to. There are some grocery stores where you have to get your parking validated. So it's not free, mm-hmm. but they'll pay it for you if you spend, you know, $3 in groceries.
I'm still a lifetime member at Madison Market.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they miss you. It's been a number of years.
I'm saying, Ben, all you need to do is get a wig and a fake beard, and you'll be
card.
All set. Oh, I don't even have my card. Oh, that's a problem. Yeah, so see, I'm growing the beard back out, Ben.
Why is that?
Just well, cause? I really like having a beard. It's it's sort of my favorite.
And I really don't. You'll notice that I have shaved. And yes. So, yeah.
And the exact opposite, I dislike shaving. When I have the beard, all I need to do is shave my neck up to my chin.
Well, I wouldn't say I enjoy shaving. I just enjoy not having any facial hair, and so
yes,
I deal with it.
Yeah, I as mentioned before, I've mentioned this on here many times. When I was in my early 20s, when my hair started growing. Like in force, like a bunch of hair started growing on me, and it freaked me out, and I hated it. I even bought a little home electrolysis kit, but I tried to use it on my. It was like you would plug it into the wall, and you had a little zapper. You dip the tip in salt water, and then put it into your pore, and then zap it.
Ah,
and all I tried using it on my. Like, I guess you could call it the knuckle of my big toe.
Yeah.
And it was painful and annoying and time-consuming enough that I was like, there's no way I'm going to get to, like, my legs or my stomach or any of that. It's going to take way too long. There's no way.
Right. And it's going to hurt.
Yeah. And when I was in Seattle, I tried getting laser hair removal on my back.
I remember that.
Which again, wasn't great. And so eventually I just changed my mind and was like, all right, well, I'm hairy now. And that actually worked better. But it took me a really long time. And so the beard is part of that. The beard is me embracing the fact that I'm a furry person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but I've gotten over it.
I don't enjoy shaving. I also, like, and I'll let, like, I'll let myself go for a few days. Like, this is, you know, I shaved, like, not this morning, not yesterday morning, but the day before. Mm-hmm. What was that? Tuesday morning. Anyway, it's a double-edged sword. Not a double-edged. It's terrible because if I don't shave for, like, a week, then the longer I let it go, the more annoying it is to shave.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when I finally shaved off everything last weekend, I guess it was, it took forever. I hated it. I'm like, why did I let it get this long? Oh, right, because I'm a lazy bastard.
Hmm. Well, I have to say that, yeah, the thing is, I own a thing called a peanut. Are you familiar with the peanut? You've probably seen it before.
Possibly.
It's a tiny clippers. It's like this big around.
Yeah.
And yeah, so without a guard, I can shave my face with no problem. If I wanted to, I could probably cut my hair with it as well and then just be all done. But my hair is at a length now where its maintenance is very easy as well. It's long enough. I've just kind of got long hair and then that's fine. So yeah, the big thing is, I think we've talked about, we haven't actually talked about it on the podcast, I don't think. But when I use my pronouns, right, I use he, they. And here's the thing. So he, right, you look at me. I got the beard and all that. And it's, ha, okay, he. Pretty good guess. That's for, and the way I look at it is that the he is for the other people, right? The they is for the future. I think in the future, they is going to become more and more prevalent, more and more the default. And so I'm doing my best with the they to get that started, to get it out there and normalized and being used more. So, but one of the things I have noticed is that there are some non-binary friends I've got who've got like beards. And that's one of the big things that they wish people would do, which is not just default to he when you see a beard with a person, which is the other reason why it's he slash they. Because here's the thing. I don't want to get mad at anybody who uses he, right? But also, I want people to get used to the idea that, hey, somebody with a beard might be a they person. Let's open it up, you know, that kind of thing. So the big thing I've heard, though, is that for they, there's no equivalent to sir or ma'am. That's a problem that polite people are. I'm a Southerner and I always say sir and ma'am, and I don't know what to use. The suggestion I have to that, I've heard other people say this, boss. Boss is not, I mean, it's sort of gendered in a way because historically boss has been a dude often, but okay, boss. Yeah, sure thing. I think boss is good.
You might have some people, however, who have a negative experience with that. I think
friend.
And it's not, friend is always good, but boss is, you know, what, sure thing, boss. That is being said, and it
could sound sarcastically.
In a sarcastic or sort of like in a belittling sort of way.
The reason I'm worried about friend is because it's like, you know, there's always a counter for sir. Don't call me sir. I work for a living. That's something that you can hear if you call somebody sir. The other thing is if you say friend, I'm not your friend.
Not your friend, pal.
If you hear that, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not your pal, friend. So that brother is good, but again, gendered, not as great. Chief,
nope.
Problems with that. We can work this out, Ben. You and me can solve this. Y'all is good for a lot of things, but it is not formal. That is,
no, very much
sire.
No,
I don't think so. You? No.
How about just this person's name?
Yeah.
In fact, that's something that I saw somebody post on Facebook, which is when you're like, don't use pronouns for me. Just use my name.
Which is, it's okay, but here's the problem. first name may be too formal, again, for the person. Now,
and, not a rule and again, I came up with. This is just what they requested.
Too late, Ben. You're on the hook for it now. Let's find out. I like Monsieur, but that's not Senior.
Gendered. What is the non-gender formal greeting in German?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Wie geht's? No, but let's see. So, Latino Latina becomes Latine. Latine. So,
let's I'm not of see. That culture, so I cannot deign to approve or disagree.
Oh, this is just what I have heard from the people. Why is it mounting a volume, Ben?
Are you mounting a volume?
Mounted. The volume Easy Store was mounted automatically.
Consent is sexy, computer.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I'm f***ing the computer, Ben. Dang it! Mark it down.
Damn it.
Senor and Senora.
We're not gonna solve this here.
Maybe make a new one. Maybe make a new one.
I've seen some new ones. I also have other friends on Facebook who have requested pronouns that I don't think they have made up, but they are very obscure ones. She, but it's spelled X-I-E.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Remember Zach had an X as a Z sound, so.
Yeah. So.
Because there's also
other ones out there. Yeah. Z.
Anyway, and again, the issue is not necessarily pronouns, but what do you use as an honorific? Your Honor. How can I help you, Your Honor? Right? For judges, they use Your Honor for male or female. Hello, Your Honor. Oh, Ben, there we did. I solved it. Put a pin in it. Everybody's Your Honor.
No.
May I approach the bench? Overruled. It'll be great. Speaking about which, Murderville?
Know of it. Have not seen it.
I have not seen it either, except for, like, I watched maybe 5 minutes of it and decided that I didn't want to watch any more of it.
Why is that? Because the joke is that the guests are not on script.
Right, the guests are not on script, but there is a script for the other people, so it makes it a little... I don't know. It felt off to me. It felt off to me. I wasn't enjoying it. I was thinking too much about
it.
Well,
maybe they don't have a script. Maybe they just have a structure. They have a
script. Dave, one of the guys who was from Stella and he was David Wayne. David Wayne was on it, and. And so they have a script that they're given that they sort of memorize. But, hey, wait a second. It sounds a little bit like a Goody Lawrence bit. There's a script that's memorized, but then you can go off of it. Here's the thing, though. What I started watching instead, and I've heard some bad things about this from people, but I've really liked it. Raised by Wolves.
Yeah.
Raised by Wolves, Ben.
I know some people who have seen it and do not like it.
I liked it. Who are the people who don't like it? Was this, did we talk about this? Was it Cole?
Yes, we did talk about this, yes.
Cole didn't like it? What didn't Cole like about it?
I don't know. I've not seen it. I'm not going to tell you what his complaints were because
we
I don't
have
remember.
To have Cole on as a guest so that I can ask him what he didn't like about Raised by Wolves.
I don't think he wants to talk about it. He doesn't like being challenged in his opinions on stuff.
I'm not challenging his opinions. I'm just going to.
What don't you like about it? I loved it. What don't you like about it? Defend yourself, sir.
Where does that come off as being argumentative, Ben? I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn it! Last night I spent some time watching TV. You know what I did? I actually just went through. I discovered that MASH was on Hulu, and so I went through and I just watched key episodes of MASH.
I thought you were going to say, I was just watching Key and Peele on MASH.
That's on Hulu as well, but I didn't watch that last night. But no, I watched watched Henry Blake's last episode. I watched B.J. Honeycutt and Colonel Potter's first episode. I watched the episode where Colonel Potter gave a toast to his fallen soldiers because he was the final one remaining from the Great War.
Wow.
And I also watched The Interview, a famous MASH episode that is all in black and white, and it is a like a reporter talking to all of the people there in the MASH unit. And it was actually, I stayed up way too late doing this.
Well, I gotta say, our friend of the show, Andy, really likes MASH a lot. And we used to have a little improv game that we would do, which is next on MASH, because we would always hear these commercials for it. And it was next on MASH, Colonel Potter is up in arms when, and then blank. And you would have to come up with what it was.
I know, it was an interesting show because it had this sort of like slapsticky quality to it, but it could go really dark.
Yep.
Because it's so interesting. It kind of reminds me of this moment in the documentary. I don't know if you've seen it. Too Funny to Fail, about the Dana Carvey show.
No, I haven't seen it.
You should watch it. It's actually quite interesting because it had, Dana Carvey, of course, but it had writers like Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell. And just like a bunch of now famous people who were writers on the show. And they did this thing where they would have a different sponsor for each episode. So it would be like the Mug Root Beer Dana Carvey Show, or Mug Root Beer Presents the Dana Carvey Show, or Mountain Dew or Pepsi or something. And so there's this moment in the documentary where they're watching a promo for the lead-in show, which was Home Improvement. And it was one of those very special Home Improvement shows where like one of the kids is like considering suicide or something. So it's a very, somber voiceover. And so you see these clips of like one of the kids just having a really hard time, and Home Improvement just goes dark, and the voiceover says, next time on a very special Home Improvement, followed by Mug Root Beer Presents the Dana Carvey Show. And and they're showing this clip. It's one of the funniest moments on TV that I've seen. They're showing this clip to, like, Carell and Colbert and Dana Carvey. And just the switch in tone that happens. I actually had to go back and watch this moment a couple times just because it was so funny. I ran out of breath laughing.
There was a clip that was making the rounds. I think it was for where they announced that Russia was entering Ukraine, and then it switched to an Applebee's commercial, like inside of the window.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's this new thing that cable TV networks are doing. It happens a lot in sports too, where they don't cut away to commercial; they show an ad during the show. And so, yeah, you're seeing all brutal warfare, and the lower crawl still stays on screen, but suddenly there's an ad for Applebee's. I've seen that too.
So, Ben, I have to say that during the time that we've been talking, I may sound distracted. This volume-mounted message pops up every 30 seconds. So, it seems like I'm still recording fine.
So unplug it. Unplug the volume. Unmount it first, and then unplug it.
What does that mean? Do you know what it means? Like, I'm an ignorant person when it comes to this. Seems like it's something that the hard drive's doing.
I have no idea because I'm not at your computer, but it sounds like there's a hard drive, an external hard drive connected to your computer, and for whatever reason, it's getting kicked off and remounted.
Yeah. Ben, you've solved the problem. I know what it is now. And now that I know what it is, it's not bugging me as much. Jennifer 100% has an external hard drive that she uses for her audiobooks.
Right.
So there you go. That's okay. Yeah. Awesome, Ben. Thank you so much. You've heard me learn. Those of you who are listening to this in the audio cannot, you just imagine, if you will, Ben gives a small smile and a little head shake. It's not of pity necessarily, but there's definitely like the look of a man who has dealt with this sort of thing so often that the fact that this is foreign to me is not just funny, but sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of not just funny, but sad, Ben, Elden Ring. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I don't know anything. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it.
The world is agog for this extremely difficult video game.
Is it
that I keep hearing?
Does it live up to the hype, at least?
What, as far as how difficult it is? I love it. I love playing it.
I'm not a gamer. I don't follow those channels, but if I hear about a game about its pre-launch, then something, their marketing team has done a good job.
So here's the thing. Dark Souls, right, and the Souls series, Demon Souls, Dark Souls, and all that, are a very specific style of game where it's hard to beat the bosses in it, right? You have to, like, memorize how they work. You have to get really good at using your character, that sort of stuff. And this is an open world, like a Skyrim or something of that nature, where you can go basically anything, do anything. But there are these bosses that you will fight whenever you get through there. And there are interstitial lands where you just have, like, goats. Like, they have these goats that roll around. And they have these like, kangaroo rats. And they have these bald eagles. And these giant bats. And so what I do, and what I have been doing since I got the game, is just running around with different weapons, stabbing these easy interstitial enemies. I have a 0% completion rate on it right now, and I've been playing it every day after work for about 2 or 3 hours. So I've gotten a lot of gameplay, and apparently you're supposed to beat it. You're supposed to be able to beat it in like 50 hours. I have played 50 hours, which is good, right? It says, oh, you've got a lot of replay going on here. This is, you know, or not a lot of replay value, but a lot of play value. Replay value as well, because you can do whatever. And when I say you can do whatever, what I mean is they have, like, 8 different character classes, 8 different character builds.
Or you can do
have.
Nothing, apparently.
Right. Well, what I have done is there's a character called the Wretch, right, that starts with absolutely nothing. They have no weapons. They have no armor. They're basically running around in a jockstrap, and that's it. And Ben, you know me pretty well. If I had the option to just run around in a jockstrap punching bald eagles, that's what I'm going to be doing. And so that's what I do.
I mean, aside from the punching bald eagles part, that sounds like a couple of our Goody Lawrence pieces. It's been the bottle.
Yeah, if we had had access to a bald eagle, I still don't think I would have punched one on stage. No. A bald eagle puppet, maybe.
What does that bald eagle represent, right?
One of the favorite things ever, one of the most Goody Lawrence things ever, is this is me, this is my house, and it's all you, it's your basically editing, determining how the slideshow goes, where it's a woman in, I think, an American flag dress or in front of an American flag. This is me, and then this is my house to a house that is on fire. Biggest laugh we ever got, I think.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
Yeah. Because this was, I think we did this like right after the start of the Gulf War. And so there was a lot of like anti-war, anti-government sentiment.
Yep. Exactly. Speaking about that, again, the Ukraine, lots of people really admiring the pluck of the Ukrainians, of their
They're different. For those of you who are listening to this and in which the Ukrainian conflict is a footnote or perhaps a sentence that just says how it all started. You know, we can't be sure exactly how this is going right now, but the Ukrainian people famously have been, for instance, stealing Russian military equipment and just driving it back to their farms.
Yes. It was, I saw something where they said Ukrainians capture abandoned Russian tank. Well, if it was an abandoned tank, you didn't really capture it. You just kind of like, you know, it was up for grabs at that point.
There were some folks who were driving it. There's another guy who was towing one with his tractor, stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw that clip of like the farmers towing Russian artillery.
Famous video of a guy with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth carrying a live landmine off of the road, apparently. The old woman who said, put sunflower seeds in your pockets, that way when you die, sunflowers will grow there. Something nice will come out of your death, that sort of thing. It's very, they're telling people, saying surrender, them saying, you know, no, and then expletives and all that. And is it the president of the Ukraine? Is that right? Is that the
Zelensky,
the president of Ukraine went back saying, you know, hey, look, you've got this whole 300 fetish going on about us. I don't want that to be our story. I want us to have peace with this.
Yeah,
so
because
the talks are happening.
Their cities are getting destroyed. You've seen footage of just Russians are just turning it into a wasteland. And so
There's a kind of bomb that they're using that I don't know exactly how it works, but it uses the oxygen in the air around it to spread the power of the weapon. I don't know. It's just, it's bad. Not great.
The power of the baby. Zelensky wants to talk. The other side is not going to talk.
They've sat down with them. Whether or not anything comes out of it is another story.
Apparently from what I heard, they're sitting on the tables, so.
That was just me. Me not understanding. There's a thing called the Slav Squad as well that I do just out of, I think it's because I read a lot of stuff with Nightcrawler when I was a kid. Nightcrawler, of course, famous Marvel superhero from Germany, blue, fuzzy. I felt for him. I felt
played by
affinity.
Alan Cumming in the first couple X-Men movies.
That's right. There's a squat that you do where you know you're on your haunches basically, either on the ground or on a chair or whatever. The point that I'm making is that they're just sitting normally around a table. I misinterpreted what was going on. There may not be any resolution. The United States and other people doing sanctions, but getting called out by some people for not doing enough. Other things that are happening, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's hard to do something. I mean, it's hard to, like, join the conflict when the other side is has the largest nuclear arsenal
and has made statements that they would use them. They're prepared to do it.
Their leader seems unhinged. So I understand the restraint. I get the frustration, but I understand the restraint.
Well, and also economic sanctions are not anything to sneeze at, as far as, and I'm stealing all this from Jennifer Pratt, not necessarily hurting Putin directly, but making the citizens of Russia angry at his actions.
Yeah, and that's what I do feel for the Russian citizens. I know that, you know, they're probably split, like our country split, half like them, half don't. But everybody's getting hurt. Like I saw there was 45 minute long lines for public transportation because of certain sanctions that are happening and their credit cards aren't working, that kind of thing.
Ben, you just reminded me of the thing I wanted to talk about, that I saw
public transportation
on Twitter. Somebody, I don't know who they are, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't say their name because I don't want to give them any free publicity, but a conservative pundit showed a picture and said, this is what Seattle is like right now, or this is the state of Seattle. Did you see it?
I did not see it, but I know where this is going.
He's walking down, and he's showing what appears to be, right, for the people commenting, appears to be massive amounts of homeless people just sitting on the street.
Yeah.
And Jennifer and I look at this video, and it's Third and Pine. All the people sitting on the street,
just a couple blocks from my apartment,
are waiting for buses. Right?
Yeah.
It's Third and Pine.
Third is an artillery, a bus artillery through downtown.
All of those people aren't just sitting around. They are sitting because they know it's going to be 20 minutes before their bus shows up. I know, because I was in that crowd.
I've waited at that bus stop too. I was just thinking about this morning because, I don't know, I probably heard something on NPR or elsewhere where there are just so many people who do not live in town constantly criticizing the homeless population here. And, yeah, you know, but what happens is, and I'm sure that, you know, this conservative talking head who I'm sure lives in a very nice suburban neighborhood, when they see a homeless person in their very nice suburban neighborhood, they call the police. What do the police do? The police come bring him to this, you know, they take him to jail. They get released from jail. Some way they come to downtown because this is where the poorly funded public services are. So, yeah. And then these people who ship their homeless population off to downtown say, oh, downtown's got a homeless problem.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and then the other thing, of course, which is, oh, this is the state of Seattle. This is horrible. Oh, gross. I was thinking of moving there. Now I won't. Good. Yes. This is a huge problem. This is, Seattle is so bad. You should not move here.
There was a, there's a really popular weather blogger who I'm not going to say the name, but you probably know who he is.
Do I?
Yeah,
weather blogger in Seattle, or
he's been on the radio. People like post to his stuff every time there's gonna be like a big snow event. Maybe you don't know who he is. Anyway, he wrote a post that had nothing to do with weather, where he walked around downtown Seattle. This was after the June protests in 2020. And he walked around downtown Seattle, and the point of the post was basically, look how afraid everybody is. There's nobody here. And I'm like, this is like August 2020, and the shops are boarded up because there's a pandemic happening, and businesses are closed. And like, yeah, in one of these pictures, he like shows somebody walking their dog in Belltown. I'm like, oh, people are too afraid to walk their dogs in Belltown? It was one of those things where it still made me angry. I mean, I can get mad at Seattle all I want because I live here, but it's like, you know, how a big brother deals with his little brother, you know? Nobody gets to beat up my little brother except me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody gets to talk crap about my city except me and, you know, people who live here.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's kind of amazing to see.
just because, like, the big thing was this. The idea was, look at how far this has fallen. Oh, and of course, you know, some, again, famous conservative pundit, who I'm not going to say, saw it and chimed in and said, this is what you want if you have Democrats running your cities or something like that, or this is what you get. And it was like, for real, I left in 2014. This is nowhere different than when I was there. Absolutely the same.
Yeah.
It really is. They don't want to live in a city. I mean, that's the honest truth of it.
Well, yeah, a lot of it is they don't want to face the reality that that homeless people exist.
Yeah. Exactly. And again, you know, a lot of the homeless people in that video weren't even homeless. They were people who
waiting for the bus.
Yes. Waiting for the bus. I do like the note that the mark of a very good city is when rich people take public transportation. That's when you know that it's social programs are good and all that, because people don't like public transportation, because that's when you come into contact with
the poor.
We're putting quotes around poor.
Yeah.
You can't see it cause we're on a video, but I mean, that's the whole thing of whenever somebody comes up with a new, wonderful transportation idea, Microsoft, they reinvented buses that come and pick you up and you don't have to ride public transit, but it's still a bus.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a bus. I'm a big fan of trains. Limited clientele. I am a very big fan of trains too. In fact, I took a train to work today, the light rail. I do have a unique talent for getting to the light rail station right when the train is leaving, and I had to wait 10 minutes for the next one.
I would probably still be living in Seattle. If the bus, I've mentioned this before, but if the bus that went from my house to downtown hadn't switched from 30 minutes to 60 minutes per bus,
wow,
I would probably still be there. Cause I mean, the home loan that I had for that home was not a lot. It was like $165, $165,000.
Oh, wait, are you talking about your South Park house or your Beacon Hill place? Because you didn't.
That's why I moved from South Park to live with Brett in the first place, is that the bus went from running every half hour to running every hour, and I couldn't sustain it.
That's stupid.
Because if you miss it one time, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Jeez, you could walk to downtown in an hour.
Exactly. And that was the thing, is I was riding my bike for a while, but that was too dangerous as well. First of all, that hill. You've seen that hill before.
Oh, my God. My car died on that hill. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Riding a bike down that hill, scary. Riding a bike up that hill, scary. Neither are good. Yeah.
Driving down that hill is scary.
Yeah. So
I actually had to go. I went to the South Park Library branch recently and had to go up that hill. Fortunately, my current car is a lot better than the.
Why did you have to go to the South Park Library branch?
I was shooting a video for the library board, Foundation.
Oh, nice.
Not the board, the Library Foundation.
Because you know we used to live right by that.
Yeah, drove near your old house. Didn't drive actually past it, but one of my strongest memories of that house. And there are many, don't get me wrong. I spent a lot of time there, you know, doing cool stuff with you. But there was one night where we were like, I think I had just dropped you off or I was leaving your house after doing something. And we heard like an accident or something happen a couple blocks away. And a car, which sounded like it had maybe a seized wheel, was coming towards your house. And so we like knelt down behind the bushes so that we wouldn't be seen as this car just drove past us.
Yeah, well, there's a thing that you may or may not remember
down at the end of my block, there were steps that would go up the hill. And people, when they're running from the police, they would sometimes realize they're in a dead end, bail out of their car, and run up those steps. So that happened more than once.
Yeah. It was pretty, it was intense.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know I don't talk about work here.
I do know that, yeah.
But I do want to say, you know how I moved to another I still work for the same place, but I moved to another job.
Yeah.
That may be happening again.
Oh, really?
I don't know the full story, but it looks like at the end of May, I will need some change to happen. I don't know what that change is. It's a little up in the air right now.
Now, the last time we talked about your employment situation, what you were worried about was your contract ending in like 2 years. And so this is something that's going to happen before the contract ends.
Yeah. So what can happen sometimes is a contract can end before it's supposed to end for many different reasons. Anyone who is involved in contracts knows that. Also, anyone who's involved in contracts knows that whenever that happens, you usually don't get to say what exactly is up. Here's what I can say. I'm still in good standing with everyone. It's just that from what I understand, my position as it currently is will not be around in May, at the end of
May.
Really? Now, what I'm hoping is that the same company will continue to employ me.
Yeah.
It has happened in the past and all that, but it's still a little nerve-wracking.
I bet.
But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck. Good luck.
Obviously, like I said, you know, Ben, if there were no, if money didn't matter, if somebody said, hey, Paul, blank check, you could go anywhere in the world you want to, I would end up in the Pacific Northwest again.
Right.
Both Jennifer and I are of that opinion. However, right now, no one in that area is hiring me for the amount that I would need to live there, which is a problem. You know, obviously, always look around. There are changes happening in the world right now as far as COVID goes, which makes me working from home for anywhere in the world not necessarily a thing anymore. A lot of people are wanting mostly, and I, you know, it depends on who it is, right? But mostly it's older people. Older people still want people in the office in general, yeah. Right? The older guard, they want to see you. They want to see you. They want to see you sitting at a desk. They want to be able to walk by the desk and go, what are you working on?
Yeah, make sure you're working.
Exactly.
Goody, what are you doing?
Exactly. As you know, there are things about me that make working in an office environment challenging for people. One of the things that happens, like I'll just show you. You can see this at home, Ben. I want you to describe really quick. When I'm in a meeting with a lot of people and a lot of people are talking about stuff, I will sometimes do this.
Okay, he's putting his hands over his face for those on the audio podcast.
Yeah, my palms are in my eyes and my fingers are in my hairline, and what will often happen is people will say, what's wrong? And of course, nothing's wrong. I'm just closing my eyes and blocking out all light so that I can focus on what people are saying.
But it does look like you are exasperated about something.
Yeah, are exasperated, upset, that sort of thing. So that's number one. Constantly going into people's offices when I'm not invited. That's number two. That's a big one. People don't like that in the business world.
Hey, why'd you keep your door closed? You should open it so I can come in.
Well, there have been several times. I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but there have been several times where I've walked into somebody's office and told them what my problem is. And then they say, I'm kind of in the middle of something. And then I look and there are two people sitting there who I didn't see when I came in. You know, that sort of thing.
You just pull the power move and go, it just point to them and go out now.
Point to the person whose office it is. Get out of here and sit in their desk. All right. Now, what's this all about? There was a time, I think I mentioned this, but when I was doing impression of this person from Amazon, which was just, Ben, 1 second. Okay, Ben, I'll get to you in a second. Angela, calm down. Nothing is happening. Ben, I told you already. Wait for a second. Angela, no. Bill, where is all the stuff that I want? Ben, for the last time, I'm a really busy guy. I've got problems. And like, so nothing is getting done. He's saying people's names and he's telling them to wait. And that's it. I can do that kind of stuff, but I don't want to. That's not the kind of guy that I want to be at
work.
That
was Zach, wasn't it?
It was not Zach. Zach Lewis, friend of the podcast. Don't think he listens that often.
Or at all.
He was an interesting guy to work with because he did get things done, but he also had the air of someone who isn't getting things done, which was really detrimental to him in many ways.
Right.
Because he was actually finishing stuff, but people would think that he was always goofing off. When he wasn't, when he was actually doing stuff.
Did he have one of those jobs where he could just do 8 hours of work in 3 hours?
Here's what I will say. Zach could do what would take other people 8 hours to do in 3 hours if he put his mind to it.
But he was always screwing around.
Well, yeah. He was always like, come on, get a coffee with me. Stop working for a second. Let's go get coffee. Let's talk about this. Come on. You've been sitting at your desk too long.
I bought this new ukulele and I brought it in. You want to hear me play it?
Exactly. That sort of thing. Exactly that. And of course I'm Zach, we got to get work done. Come on. We can't do this. People look at me with my beard and my long hair and all that. And they assume that I am the fun guy. Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. They assume that I am less rules oriented than I actually am, though.
Guys,
we're going to get in trouble. Come on. We can't do this. What are you doing? Yeah. So there's a thing that, again, friend of the show, Andy likes to do urban exploring kind of stuff where he'll go in and wander around places and all that. And I'm always still at 40, you know, well, the last time we did it, I was younger than 48, but, but still going, we can't be in here. What if we get in trouble and all that? Yeah.
We're gonna get caught.
And eventually the way that I figured it out is that if we had a reason for being there, even if it wasn't sanctioned, then it would be okay. So in my head, I was like, we're ghost hunters. If anybody asks us what we're doing in here, we're ghost hunters. And that'll be good enough. Because the times that I've gotten in trouble have been times where I've been in a place that I shouldn't have been with no explanation of what I was doing there. When there's an excuse, people will give you a little bit of latitude.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how people just get away with being anywhere. Just walk around like you belong. Not like you own the place, but like if you have a destination. I think there was a video I saw of some people who, like, they said, if you and a friend carry a ladder together, you can get into anywhere. And it showed them, like, getting into a movie theater. You know, people just let you in if you're carrying a ladder.
All of a sudden, we hear a click on the line, like someone has just stopped monitoring it. And two Russian guys with a ladder on the Ukrainian border. This is horrible. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it's horrible, but I mean, they don't seem to have any problem getting into the country.
Hey, let's talk about this. People pointed this out, and it's absolutely 100% true. Folks who are saying, you know, they say that that nuclear war will you know, destroy the entire planet, but it won't. It'll mess stuff up, but it will still be here and all that. People are saying that. And someone pointed out that they were, that the people saying it were accounts that were talking about how they can't wear a mask because they'll be forced to breathe their own carbon dioxide. And it's, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but my goodness, Ben.
I mean, you expect those people to be self-aware?
Oh, yes. Yes, I actually think that this is something that that Jennifer pointed out. And I've made a tweet about it, but I'll say it here as well, because it's true. I accuse people of feigning ignorance often. That they're pretending that they don't understand something. And she sat me down and she was like, Paul, sometimes people are just stupid.
Yep.
Sometimes they aren't doing some sort of crazy end game. They aren't playing 3D chess. Sure. They're just dumb. And you're here to witness it. Also, I have... Oh, do you hear him? There he is. Oh, he's barking about something.
He was in your lap a moment ago.
He was, and then what happened? This guy. Edward, where are you going? Where are you, buddy? Edward,
this come here. This FN guy.
Come here. He's a little nude man that runs around. Just because he's wearing... Just because he's got fur, it's fine for some reason. Look at him. Look at him. He knows what he did. Oh, have you started watching Severance yet?
Yeah, I'm all caught up. I mean, there's when do the new episodes drop? I've seen three.
How many episodes have you seen?
Three.
Yeah, there's a new one either today or tomorrow.
Okay.
But so good, right?
I'm enjoying it.
It's one of those things that it feels like a play. And I mean that in a good way. Many times TV shows are written in a certain way, right? With to make it easy for the audience or to do something, you know, that is understandable, digestible. They explain everything. Severance isn't doing that, in my opinion. I like it. Same thing with Coen Brothers. Coen Brothers films I enjoy for the reason that you don't know exactly what's happening, but you can figure it out.
Yeah.
I like movies like that.
I do like Severance because it is a new and interesting concept where it's, you know, because, you know, you could put TV shows in a bunch of different buckets and categorize things in different ways. But I mean, the whole conceit behind the show is an interesting one.
Do you see what I mean about when I say that you could have done that role, that you could do that role?
The Adam Scott role?
Yeah. I could totally see you doing that.
I should just deep fake my face onto his.
Yeah. Totally. or just film, just sweet it, man. Be kind, sweet rewind. It. Yeah, you remember that?
I never saw that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's Be Kind, Rewind. It's all about making your own versions of films. And the idea is that someone in Sweden did it, so they Swede the films.
Gotcha.
And I think I honestly think that it was originally based on the Turkish version of things, but they didn't want to use Turkey for some reason, so they used Sweden instead. But have you seen when Turkey does their own versions of films?
I may have seen clips of this stuff.
It's pretty great. Turkish versions of famous properties are oftentimes interesting. The budget is low, but the...
But the enthusiasm is high.
Enthusiasm and inventiveness is high. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what this sort of was about. The idea of not having to have a lot of money to do something. And so, yeah, that's all. Just, just film the scenes yourself, Ben.
Not going to do
that. But no, obviously, you know, I But oh, I love how angry. I don't remember what his name is. One of the other guys that works on the severed floor. How angry he was about when he met the two people from Optics.
Yeah.
About the eggs, I think it was. He was mad about something. I think it was eggs, but I don't remember exactly.
I think that was John Turturro.
No, but John Turturro wasn't the one who got angry. The guy with the glasses.
Oh, the other guy. Ah, the one dude we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. He's so good, that guy. Is one. Sorry to the actor who plays that guy. So good. I should
We'd
learn
look
your
you
name.
Up, but that would violate our terms of service.
Yes, exactly. There are a couple of people on that I don't know. Hey, and speaking about a couple of people that I don't know.
It's time to go.
We're done, Ben.
Hey, that hour just flew by.
End. So, hey, thanks, Ben. And between now and then, I would like you to keep it wrong.
Hey, keep it wrong, Paul, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. And we're out.